Bro, last week was so rough.
What happened last week,
Michael? Bro, last week I had three tests and three quizzes.
Welcome to the gang, boy.
Last week, you know, you always have to have 1 week in a whole semester or a whole calendar year that you just like completely hate school. I just like, why am I here? That was my last week for me. Like, I've never felt so weird. You guys don't understand how weird I felt. Like, I'd wake up and I'd not want to do anything those days. I'd be like, is something wrong with me and shit like that. I didn't have any tests on Monday. And then Tuesday I had a test. Wednesday I had like a quiz. Thursday I had a test. Friday I had a test on like two quizzes. Something like that. And it was rough. And that Friday test didn't go very well. So I was just in a shit mood too, like after the test. And it was a rough day. One of those days in this week, so I was just glad the week was over. And like the Saturday after that, I had work. I was just like, should I just call in sick? Should I just not show up to work? Because honestly, that's one of the times when I've actually like felt like calling in sick to work. I usually don't. Mm-hmm. I'm an Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm about to spoil your mood, bro.
You've never called in sick?
I've never actually called in sick before.
I'm about to spoil your mood. So I just started to read my email just now, and we might be on strike by November 2nd.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, the date has been set for November 2nd.
They do this shit every year,
bro. No, yeah, this one is worse. See, what happened last year is that they moved it to this year. So they basically took like $1,250 in COVID, sort of air quotes COVID.
Right? COVID relief fund? The CRF. More like...
It took like $1,250 COVID relief fund and basically just, that was it. And postponed into this year.
So one
and
of
now,
my teachers...
And now this year average.
Wow. One of my teachers is actually a labor next thing. Apparently last year, it was one of those people that was telling like people that they're going to be gone for some time, that he doesn't know how long it's going to take and stuff. But it didn't actually happen. One of my psych professors, so... It's interesting to see what he's gonna send in the email soon. November 2nd, that's like what, days away?
That's Monday, bro.
Shit, I have a test on Monday.
Papa gonna see me.
We'll see. But I don't know. I think it doesn't affect some of my classes though. Like I think some professors are not in the union, so it doesn't really affect them. I think it's for
But it's gonna fuck up everybody.
Yeah, I didn't have the day, right? The balance in general. But one of my profs is not, I don't know, maybe because it's not full-time. I think it only affects full-time profs, right? Am I right?
Yeah, it only affects full-time profs, but it affects faculty.
It's in general.
It's faculty. It's faculty association.
Life.
Wait, what song are you singing? That's not
that
life.
Song.
Oh, life. Oh, life.
You guys don't know what song? The hell is that? No. I'm singing, yeah. That's life.
Listen, you've been mentioning stuff we don't know, rappers
we've
never heard of.
Yeah, you guys don't know Heady One. Who was the one you mentioned?
Heady One. Heady One. If you know who Heady One is, please help me. Listen, you guys know who Heady One is.
Listen, bro, let me clarify some stuff here. Me, I listen to music. Right? If you ask me who's the author of that song, I'm gonna just look at you and be like, I don't know, bro.
You don't know your artist.
If you ain't Roddy Rich, bro, listen, I enjoy the music. Yeah. I'll learn the artist if the song speaks to me. Eh? If it's speaking to me, that's when I go on Google, I search out the song, and then it tells me by.
Bro.
Oh, so this is the guy that...
So you don't have playlists? You don't have playlists?
I got a playlist, bro. But you know the way I pick songs? I just go. You know on Spotify, when you listen to one song, you just play a random song?
Yeah, shuffle.
That's literally me at home. And I get a song I'm like vibing to. I'm like, shit. Add... And I already know which playlist is going in.
Yo, I add, and then I go to the artist. I'm like, let me find his other songs. And then I listen to that.
Sometimes I do that, but I don't always have the time.
But most times the artist only has like one good song.
But like Google's really good for that though. Like our Google Mini, like I just ask her to play like any random song and she just starts to shuffle it and starts to play it. And it's like amazing.
Just go Google, play something out like.
Yeah, she just... play something I like.
This song should be playing, man. I'll be roasting her. She got some good combos, bro. Hey, Google went off on me yesterday. I was like, damn. I'm a little hurt. I was a little hurt.
Have you guys? No, bro. I've insulted her before. Like, I was so pissed. I think I was like yelling like swears and shit at her. Bro, she didn't reply. She was like, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's tough.
Mine is respectful and shit, bro.
Are we leaving robots now?
Eh?
Are we living robots now?
I mean, we have a conversation with them. Technically, they know everything about us at the end of the day, so it's over.
Yeah, right? It's the cost of what we have today.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great. Because even I sometimes go like, I go to Google, you're on drugs or like you smoke weed or whatever, and then you've enabled mind something. And then that's when you can ask like deep ass questions. So I'll be like, what's the meaning of life? And then she drop a whole ass paragraph. I'm like, and then I go like, hey, where's the humanity going, man? Which direction are we going into? And then she just drop a whole, I was like, shit, bro. I didn't see that coming.
So what's ask Google?
I was at work. I think it works for Alexa. I need to try for Google. Because Alexa sometimes, I just be like, yo, you're on crack. Or like, you're high on weed. And you're like, you've enabled, mind enable something. That's what it's called. And it's like, you can ask me anything. I'm like, okay.
Opening up the mind.
Deep question.
My mind is open.
I need to know.
Other questions that you don't have answers to.
I'd be like, what's the next big thing? What's the next big invention, eh? We're having technological advancements.
When is the world going to be over and shit like that?
Bro, I'd be asking those questions, man. She always got answers.
Yeah, but Paul, you got to at least know this artist, though. Like, the one that sings that, like, Jealous song. The Jealous one that we did that day. Remember?
Jealous what?
That I'm jealous of the rain.
You don't know that.
You got to... Paul, you sang that song. Like...
I probably have it on my playlist somewhere. I don't know.
I'm so disappointed that you don't know your artist.
Who is the artist anyway?
Labyrinth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Labyrinth song?
That's a Labyrinth song. Yeah.
Don't.
Labyrinth is freaking good.
Me asking me music by artist is useless. It's like, I don't know. What's the course that I know nothing about?
Every course university? That's not in your faculty. University in general, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to think of something. I have an okay understanding of a lot of stuff, but like you come to physics, physics, that's one thing I did for 1 month and I didn't continue. If you ask me a physics question, I'm gonna understand, bro. But if you come like, you know, you do the law of Newton, whatever.
The law of Newton.
Is that the thing? No, but like, you know, in a force, emergency.
F is equal to MA.
If we talk to that language, sure. You know what I'm saying? When you use stuff I can visualize, you know, I can understand physics. But if you come with that freaking equation, I'm like, what are you talking to? It's the same thing when you come to like, ask me by an artist. Bro, no. Ask me the song, I'll be like, hey, I know that song. You know what I mean? Ask me the artist's name, I'll be like, bro, yo, hi. I don't know him.
But how do you ever like try to find it? If you had to find a song like and you didn't have your phone or something or Google?
I got the lyrics.
Like I said, if you didn't have the song, if you don't have your phone or Google, you're just going to be doing, no, hoping you figure out a song.
Or
remember like the three.
Search out by lyrics.
Tell me like three words from that song.
What song?
From the Jealous one that you were singing.
I'm jealous of the way. Literally go on YouTube, I'm jealous of the way. I'm happy without you. Literally, bro.
Yes, you're happy without me, bro.
It doesn't matter. YouTube will correct. Bro, it's not rocket science, man. Like, even, you know, any song that you want to search up, you know a sentence in the song. That's all you need to find a song.
Do you only listen to, like, so-called, like, sad songs when you're, like...
I'm being interviewed today.
When
hey, continue.
Do you only listen to, like, so-called sad songs, like, when you're, like, going through, like, a bad phase in general?
No.
Because I feel like people think, like, my song choices are a bit weird. Like, Beston cannot stand any of my playlists. Like, okay, maybe you can stand a few of them, but you can't stand, like, half my playlists.
You got a weird playlist, I ain't gonna lie.
No, because your playlist doesn't follow a genre. That's the most pissed off thing.
Exactly.
You can't piss off anybody.
It's modeled, like, a bunch of, like, different moods and feelings. You can move from, like, you know, simple songs, like, simple calm songs and, like, songs that just make you want to sit down and chill and contemplate. Uh-huh. Before and to like songs that get you jumping up your seat, you know, get you moving to like Afrobeats where you want to dance and put on the zankus and everything, and you want to put the moves on people, you know. Like my song is perfect for like a whole like a whole night, like throughout the night, from like 8 p.m. to like 2 a.m. My songs can run all
He's
through.
Hammering it today, bro.
I'm telling you guys, bro.
Man, there's a lot of stuff I wanted to say, but like I missed the, you know,
you missed the
didn't strike when the iron was hot.
Do you remember any of them though?
I'm not going to go back to it. We'll move on. Me, you say how your playlist is. Me, it's by season. I literally have songs I cannot listen to in the summer, and I have songs I cannot listen to in winter because it makes me think of summer, and I can't. It kills my vibe.
What?
Okay,
bro, that has to be a lot weirder than mine, right?
I thought Rebel was weird.
Thank you.
It's seasonal for me. Nah. Like, you know, Roddy Ricch, a lot of his songs, I can't listen to them in the summer. Like the one that he drops in winter, 2 years ago. Please excuse me from being antisocial. That album, I listen to the song, but like I can't really. When winter comes, it's gonna be on repeat. But in the summer, once in a while, sure. But I cannot, you know. It makes me think. Like me, for songs, brings memories to me, and you, like you said, emotion, whatever. So like, bro, if I'm in winter and you make me think of summer, it's gonna kill my vibe. If I'm in summer and make me think of winter, it's gonna automatically kill my vibe for the day.
I remember one time that I was having one of my friends home from church, and I wasn't feeling like playing a Christian song. I started playing Bryson Tiller. This nigga was like, I think she love me. Girl, I gotta check on me. Girl, bring the brown pussy. I'm like, hey. Next day, I'm like, no, I can't.
Bryson Tiller is not safe, right?
Yeah, I was like, nah. The thing about it is that I was in perimeter, so I wasn't gonna use my phone.
And the songs that, so like, you have to listen to that.
No. I play the next song, but the songs that we're playing after that was just like
not brown, safe after
like,
not safe.
Blanco brown, like not clean. That's what I say. not after church music.
Was the person a very high ranking church official?
No, it was like they were like my age mates.
Oh, that's what. What?
No, but the person was coming to church for the first time.
Oh, okay. It's the best impression. It's the best impression for you, eh?
That's a very, very dangerous president. She has not come since, yeah, so. I probably messed that one up.
And now I wonder why she hasn't come, eh?
Yeah. I was playing really bad music that day. I haven't felt bad.
You felt bad for yourself?
I felt bad for her. Kind of bad music I was playing. I was feeling it. That's it. Oh, I was thinking to myself, like, okay, am I feeling bad for her or am I feeling bad because I was enjoying my music?
Bro, at the end of the day, man, if I'm in my car and you're the passenger, you ain't touching my radio, you ain't touching my phone, you listen to what I'm listening to.
I mean, okay, it depends.
What I do is normally I give my phone. If I don't give my phone, I'm not going to play my bad music.
Bro,
I always give my phone. I don't care about the information
you're
on my
nice.
Phone. I give up my phone with my Spotify on. My Spotify open.
Yeah.
You're nice. Me, if you're in the car with me, and I start playing music, I'll take requests. But listen, I don't have boring songs.
What if you're in there with someone you're trying to impress?
Okay, what?
Give them your phone.
Wouldn't you let them play?
Huh?
Did I say play?
Yes, let
wouldn't
them
you pray let too. Them play like their own music? And you want to get an idea.
So you're basically saying if I'm in a car and I'm with the girl I want to impress,
mm-hmm.
I'm playing my shit. If you don't like my shit, we ain't gonna vibe. What the fuck.
I mean, that's a way.
That is a way. Yes, it is a way.
But you can also let her play her own music,
and then you can try and vibe with her own music
and maybe. Learn her own music.
Listen, she have her chance to play her own music. Right?
When
the time comes. But if it's her first day, bro, I'm organizing all that stuff. Okay.
Like first day you actually choosing to do music? No, I'm not. I
when you're driving somewhere, what the heck are you gonna be doing?
I always give out the phone.
No, like if I'm driving.
Listen, you're inside my car, you're in my phone. I can lock the doors.
Bro,
you carry my phone these ones now, I'll come out your teeth. Simple as that. I have control. We're still in the car.
That phrase, I can lock the doors, does not sound safe.
It does not sound safe, but still. The safety of thing is that I trust whoever I'm giving my phone to be reasonable enough not to go snooping my messages or shit like that.
Yeah, ideally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trust people sometimes?
I don't trust nobody on my phone.
Why? What is there to be untrustable about? What's in your phone? What's so
like,
much value in
it? Paul, what is on your phone that nobody has seen?
There's nothing.
What's on your phone that the FBI have not seen? That the CIA have not
Simple
seen?
Simple question. What's your phone that your Google have not seen yet?
Yes. Bro. It's not safe, bro. I'm telling you. I try to order.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go or should I finish? Should I finish what I'm saying?
You're okay. To order
I try to order. Was he shoes or was he pants, mm-hmm. off like Amazon or something like that? And I go to YouTube and like that becomes the ads that start showing up and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, it's called like I can't remember. What it's called in marketing.
But I know. Yeah, it's something it. The target it shows you.
It's
the target.
It's not target. It's called
personalized something. Right.
It's called retargeting. So. It's called retargeting. So let's say you do something and then it follows your trail And because you're dropping cookies and shit like that, was it true? I did like digital marketing, and I hate it.
Next thing, like, they start sending me even emails sometimes. So my emails start
trash that starts
popping up on my email, like, telling you, like, oh yeah, this thing is now available. Do you want to come check it out?
Have you seen those ones where you opened the cart?
But
you opened the cart, and then the next thing your email comes, you left something in your cart. I'm like, bro, how the fuck do you know?
I'm like, maybe I left it there on purpose. Do you know why?
I don't want to buy it.
Like, I left socks on my cart once, and yeah, it had that same thing happened to me. Like, I was getting like a pop-up notification on my phone from the app from like telling me that, oh yeah, this thing you left in your still in your cart waiting for you. I'm like, maybe I left it there on purpose because I wanted it to be there, because I'm still making up my mind. Because like I do be clicking too fast sometimes. I've just been clicking and like money is just disappearing from my account.
Yeah, because the button for add to wish list is so far. It's like three clicks, mm-hmm. But the button for add to cart is very fast. Yeah. Click add to cart, add everything to cart, go to cart and remove what you don't like. That's the best way to do it. My wish list is my cart.
I don't think I ever make wish lists. There's no Santa coming to buy the things off for me. Like, why should I be making a wish list?
I only make wishes for devices I know I never afford in this life.
Oh,
orders,
oh,
like
you're wishing it.
Indeed. Oh yeah, all those like expensive ass things that I actually would never, all those like gaming laptops and shit I would never buy. Because I'll never actually need to use them. It's just, you know, wishlist is just there for the future. Mm. For the wishlist. But it's not about the future, it's always tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or tomorrow's always tomorrow.
Exactly. When you get there tomorrow, you look back and like, why did I ever wish for this kind of thing though?
Not from that. When you get there tomorrow, like, oh, tomorrow, and there's another tomorrow too. Mm. Tomorrow never reaches.
Tomorrow's me. I usually make that statement. Tomorrow me is competent enough.
What the hell, bro?
So if I have something to do, it depends on how important it is. If it's like past like 10 o'clock, usually 10 p.m. at night, I'm just like, I'll move it to tomorrow. Tomorrow's me is competent enough
to get handle it.
So yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that's why I live it for him.
That is the most stupid, not stupid.
See,
it's a justification for procrastination.
It's a justification, yes. Yes, it's a justification. But yeah, you also
tomorrow
have to,
him
but,
will say but, the same thing.
But that's because I believe in tomorrow me though. See? I believe tomorrow me is competent enough
to handle the problem. Exactly. But tomorrow has his own problems.
Tomorrow does have his own problems, and that's become one of the problems of tomorrow.
My favorite Bible quote. I mean, whatchamacallit? Verse.
Which one?
Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own problem. Matthew. I don't normally remember which verses. I don't know if it's 6 or 36. I don't know.
Yeah. The fact that I know it from Matthew is impressive enough already.
What do you mean, bro?
Are you gonna say something?
I feel insulted.
Yeah,
but I ain't mad about it. I see where you're coming from.
It's a statement that I like to make. I think I like to empower tomorrow's me to wake up early enough, wake up strong and healthy, ready, because he has yesterday's problem to finish before he starts his today.
I pity for you when you live alone.
You pity for me when I live alone,
bro. Bro, I feel like you're kind of person that like you're driving back home at night. I was like, you know what? I'll buy gas tomorrow morning.
Oh, I tend to want to do that. No, I'm not like that though. No, when it comes to gas, I don't trust vehicles and things that move on the road. Like if my gas gets past half, I start to think, okay, maybe tomorrow I should get gas.
Past half?
If it gets close to E, I'm like panicking already. Bro, I find the nearest gas station.
Like most times, I drive to practice, my gas is like under E, but I'm not worried because I'm not going to buy gas.
One of my friends was telling me, she told me once it passes E, it means you're leaving it for God.
Yeah, some people say extra.
I'm like, wait, what? What kind of mentality is that? Once it passes E, it becomes God's turn to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No, it's not about God's turn.
You have extra when it gets like when it gets to the red line.
Mm-hmm.
You have it.
No. Hers is under the car, like vividly under. Like.
Yeah. Then you're playing yourself. But like my car, once it hits the red, I know I still got another $10 in it. Because when I have full tank, the way it is, like the red is here, and then people.
Right. Nobody can say that. Then.
Okay. Let's look at a half circle, right? The red is on one side and the other full tank is on the other side, right? But under the, well, it says full, there's a big ass circle. Okay, so when I'm a full tank, it passes the half. So I know once I hit the red, I can still drive it for another $10 because the actual when it's done, I still got another $10. And it's, but me, you said when yours hits,
Once it goes past half, I'm starting to think about it already. Automatically, I'm like,
mine is never above.
It's almost time to refill.
Mine's never.
It's almost like my mind goes from E to half.
E to half every time.
E to half, bro. E to half back to E.
Every Wednesday and Sunday, E to half. E to half.
This is how I do it. me, I always put $20 gas in my car. Whether the gas is up, whether it's low, it's always $20. I don't know how far that $20 is going to take me. Once it's done, I retire the car for the week.
The week?
Yeah, I retire the car for the week, bro. I started budgeting this year. Huh? If you knew how much I was spending on gas every month, you'll cry.
Bro, that's just almost like my mind. I like to recharge. Like when I'm at half energy, I notice it and I don't like it. And I, like usually half energy, I go to bed.
Okay, I so take a nap. It's time for us to go recharge. Let's take a break.
Yeah, I need to go and eat food, bro. I hope everybody eats it here.
Okay, yeah, we back, baby.
Wait, who's
in? Okay, we're in Zuruku.
Bro, you're so off.
Yo, see, listen, I am trying to explain my German. We're speaking German just that means we back, but
Lord have mercy. I definitely apologize to anybody accents. Had to who heard that.
Let me tell them the better way, bro. Hinten liebe habe
wir lieben dich.
If you know what that means, hit me up. I will not say any more than that.
Obviously, even Jesus. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in this business, you know. It's a vibe, as usual. Today we're gonna talk about insecurities.
It's all because nah.
let me just hop on my subject, bro.
Nah, wait, people
are ruining it.
Nah, bro. Wait, we have to give them a backstory to the reason why we're trying to speak German. We're not trying. We're just.
Is there a point to that backstory?
Is there?
There's no.
No, point. There's no point. So let Paul speak.
Okay. Let me talk about insecurities, man.
I don't know. Shut up, bro. If you're insecure about it, why do you want to talk about
it? I just want to talk about it, man. This is how you get over insecurities. You know what they say, if you can't beat them, you join them.
You join to talk about yourself.
Bro, listen, bro.
I don't know what you're thinking,
bro,
about.
I hate you, bro.
Just go, bro. Just go. You better get into what you want to talk about, man.
We ain't got time. You ruined my flow, bro.
Just fucking start, man.
Day in the life of the three amigos. Alright, people, we're back. Today we're going to talk about insecurities. So, you know why I want to talk about this shit? Because, you know, everybody's insecure about something. I remember when I started, when we started, my friend here got new rings. You know what I'm saying? It's all iced up. I'm still trying to get used to it. So it's shocked me. But he looking kind of nice with it. Pause.
Why do you always gotta make everything sound sus, man?
Was that necessary?
It's literally sometimes it's not even that sus, but like the
it's,
second you
this
say
point,
the word,
it's just reflex, bro. It's reflex. Anyway, so when we started, I tried I tried the rings on. they can only fit on my last finger.
Your pinky.
My pinky. Why am I laughing so hard, bro?
Because you're talking about your fucking insecurities, obviously.
Guys, this is
and
so bad.
And you're nervous about it.
I'm not nervous. We just need to start over. Miracle, fuck me.
Just let me. Okay, let me talk first.
I beg. Miracle.
Let me talk, and then you can talk after.
Start over. Pause. Best I beg.
Pause. Yeah, no, not going to happen. Yeah, no, at this point, we can't change it. You better start talking.
Miracle, you fucked up my flow, bro.
Okay, let me talk then. Let me go first, then you go after me. You always get those times, like, you know, throughout, like, middle school and, like, preschool or whatever, and you're coming through grade school and every single shit. I don't have those schools, man. It doesn't really matter. But you always get those times where you're going and you feel like, oh, like, yeah, I'm like everybody and everything is perfect. And you know, you don't really see the things that make you different or the things that people may see as, like, weird or the things that even you may see as weird. Like, when I was younger, I never really noticed it that much because I used to cut my hair. I used to cut everything. Like, you know, we call it Gori Makwa or Shine Shine Morocco.
Call it Lopala in our language, bro.
Well, yeah, like my dad used to take us today. Like, we used to go to like the hair salon like every like 2 weeks or something like that. And we'd get everything cut off. So it was always shining, clean and stuff. So I didn't start growing out my hair for quite some time till maybe I was in like, I would say primary six in Nigerian system.
Just use the age.
Just use the age. Yeah, primary six is basically like grade one, I guess.
Use your age. What's your actual age? Primary six.
Primary six is almost like primary.
Primary six is not grade one, bro.
Well, I started school when I was one, so primary six is my 6 years old.
It's
six or seven. Yeah.
Is that? Have you ever got my nursery?
No.
You had no nursery?
Wait, let me think. Give me a second.
What the hell, bro?
Oh, wait. No. I think...
You started school when you were one?
I think I'm tripping. Yeah, I started school when I was one.
You started school when you were one?
I started nursery one when I was
But you have nursery.
Okay, so that's 3 years.
There's no pre-nursery.
Not really.
You were just going to skip that.
I started...
That.
Bro, I just kind of
got into... started school when he was one.
Yeah, that was...
Bro, that's a normal Nigerian thing to do.
Yo, I started school when I was three and I thought I started very early.
No.
If you can walk in Nigeria, you can go to school.
Yeah, in Africa, I don't know if it's like Africa in general, but
teacher be whooping you at school.
Yeah, ideally you learn the whooping from the home. No, you learn it from school first. You actually beat you in school for the side beating you at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're one, bro. You're parent.
Yes, you can hear walking by like Pernodry. You hear them crying.
If you can start walking, you can start getting flogged, man.
Hey, you people.
If you got two legs to walk, you got an ass to take the cane.
Sorry, continue.
Yeah, thank you. So, okay, I guess you can say it was around like maybe 8 or 9 then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Because after primary six is when you go into GS1, right? Well, yeah. So I was, I definitely got into my GS1 when I was 9.5 or 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I was super young. And that's another episode for another day. But yeah, so I wasn't growing out my hair till I was maybe around primary 4 or 5-ish. And I didn't notice it, but people would eventually come up to me, and I think he was my teacher. I can't remember his name. I was quite younger, and he would tell me like, "What's wrong with the back of your head? Like, what's wrong with your hair and stuff like that?" You know. And I would be like, "What's wrong with the back of my head? Nothing." And then that was weird. The first time I actually got like, I started to become conscious of my hair and shit. You know, because like, the back of my hair apparently had like some kind of weird discoloration, and like it would be like red, and then some days it would be darker, and it was just weird, and the hair there never used to grow. So I got this nickname when I got into you can say high school, but when I was in GS1 and GS2, they used to call me a chameleon. I know, they used to call me a chameleon, and my personality, I'm the kind of person that I embrace every insult, and I would even insult myself. You know, I would take it and I would just laugh about it and I'd turn it around so it doesn't really affect me, even though sometimes I feel it deep down and like, you know, I'm touched by it. Because after that, like years went by after that, and I till today, I think I don't really know that much now how it looks in general, but
you're still black.
I don't know if but you know, I don't really know much about it now, but every once in a while, you know, I used to still tell my mom like, I think something's wrong, like my hair is not growing, the back of my hair is still weird. And this is something I think about till today, because it feels like my hair is growing out and it's looking nice in the front, and then the back of my hair, I'm just like, what the hell is that? You know, and that chameleon nickname stuck with me till like, I think till I left that school. So it was around 3 years. I was called chameleon for 3 years.
Damn.
But you know, in a way, yours is special because it's in the back of your head. So to see the back of you need two mirrors, which means that that's the past. So what ends behind you is the past. So thereby, don't live in the past. So let's go. Let's move forward. Paul, what about insecurity? Your own.
why did Bryce best to give you moral lessons, man? What the fuck was that? Bro. Well, he's probably got a moral lesson for you, so just say it.
Insecurities. Oh, insecurities. Let me have a point for you. I'm just playing. Anyways, yeah, so now that I'm back in my flows, we're gonna, so we've been talking about insecurity and stuff, and earlier before the podcast started, like I mentioned, I was trying my friend's rings and they couldn't fit my fingers because, you know, I got fat fingers. And then the topic started, it was like, for me, I didn't really notice I have fat fingers, bro. Like, my fingers are fatter than average. And I never noticed this shit until I was like in high school. You know, I was like, high school is like one of those places where like, I'll say you become a man, bro. You learn how to embrace your own emotions and just like take shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're soft in high school, you're gonna have a horrible time. Like, not gonna lie. And then in high school, I don't even know how it started, but I was just sitting down and one of my friends just pointed out, I was like, yo, Paul, you got fat fingers, bro. And from that point on, for the next 3 years in high school, that's one of the main rules. Piston.
Oh.
Onyebunwunya.
Who's that?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, let's deal with that after the podcast. All right, just keep going. Keep moving, Paul. Did you destroy your train of thoughts?
Yeah. We have to rewind on that, bro.
You do that later.
Oh, shit.
Christy, why are you like
bro,
this?
Bro, if y'all saw what I saw, man, I swear to God.
That's oh, just, Paul, just damn. Go.
See, what we just saw.
We don't have to tell. Don't let them know, bro.
Yeah.
Eyes have not seen. Eyes have not heard.
Isn't that supposed to be for a Bible scripture?
Look at the kind of friends I have.
But to be fair, those were massive.
Keep going, just keep going.
They were massive.
Let's just keep moving. Paul. Finish what you had to say. Don't mind best.
I don't remember what I was even saying.
You're talking about fat fingers, man.
Yo,
I mean, reference. There are things your fat fingers can do, man. You know, like if you had to like screw shit on, like, you know, if you don't have a, what's the thing, like a wrench, you can use your fat fingers for it, you know?
Your fat fingers don't equal better grip.
I mean,
my guy, I'm just using it as an example.
It does not equal better. How the fuck your hand has a wrench?
I'm just saying that everything's got a use, bro.
You know when you got that one friend that's trying to say something just to make you feel better and it's like, bro, you hear yourself? That's you right now. But since I'm just using this as an example. It's like one of those things that like, it like when you go to school, you experience a lot of stuff that, like you mentioned, you're normally not conscious of it until other people brings it up. Mm-hmm. And when people brings it up, it becomes a bigger deal, which is funny because before they even bring it up, you didn't even know that shit existed. And out of nowhere, it's like at the center of your work. You know how I felt 2 weeks into that, like with people saying that five fingers, bro? I was looking at them all the time. I'm like, damn, really got big ass fingers, man. You know what I'm saying? But like I mentioned earlier, bro, like if you, there's just something I can't change about myself. You know what I'm saying? You embrace it. You know, the couple years before I even knew I had five fingers, I didn't really care about it. So I don't know. I didn't see the point of starting to care as much just because somebody said I got fatter finger than them. In fact, they got a skinny hands. It's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? But.
Why did you just scream the word but?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
I didn't even finish my sentence, bro.
I'm going to finish.
There's a but. There's a lesson. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be serious, but I can't.
Yo, this episode is a mess, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But we're not stopping this episode for you. Just keep moving. Say what you have to say. If you have anything to say, someone else is going to speak. Let him speak.
That's the I don't even know what to say. That's the issue. I'm just distracting you guys. I have shit to say at this point. I mean,
I got stuff to say, bro, but like the way I started, it just, there's no map anymore. It's like it's all over the place. We're on a, you know, those pirates' treasure, which just going island. Mm-hmm. One piece.
All right, so,
island to island.
Guys, I just want to teach you guys a lesson today. So, normally in life, you plan for stuff, and this episode was unplanned for, uncalled for.
Ideally, maybe should have not even existed.
But it exists, Abby. But,
yeah, it does.
It's here. So remember, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Exactly.
But we'd not fail. We made art.
Yes, yes. You could always turn your failure into artwork and make 1.5 million from it. So, hey, sponsors, hit us up.
You see the Banksy art?
You know the beautiful thing about technology?
What?
You can do pause, delete, and start over again.
Nah,
you know what?
This shit is good.
But your plans can't work. You're gonna have to steal the files after this. That's the only way it's gonna work.
I will.
Yo, I think I just got the name already because it's just, yeah. This is just nothing at this point. It's nothing, but it's something. It's something to us. Remember?
Do we have any quotes to hit them with? Let's just throw a quote at them and just run away, bro.
I got you.
You got what?
Our favorite
Sun Tzu. I got Sun Tzu. No, just finish first. Say first and then that.
When life gives you lemons, you must make lemonade with it.
What do you mean? If life gives you lemons, you cut up the lemons and go clean your dirty drawer with it. Be cautious.
Or if life gives you lemons, open a lemon stand and sell it.
Yeah.
No, no. If you got life gives a lemon, return it back to life. That's a good one. Eh, Sun Tzu, Art of War.
Listen, at this point, there's no point in keep talking.
Listen.
You want to keep talking?
I'm going to talk to our listeners right now.
The only talk you can talk right now is to apologize, bro.
Apologize for what?
Let me talk.
For your art.
I'm talking to our listeners right now, huh? Right. Silence. My brother, my sister, if you've made this far, fucking love you, bro. I love you, man. You are a G. You're a real supporter, man. If you made this far, I want you to screen record this. Send it to me, bro. I got a surprise for you, man. Okay? Yeah, do that.
No, actually, just send it to the Ransom Pigs Instagram or follow our TikTok. So.
Oh, that's true. We do have a TikTok thing, right?
I was talking to the listeners, me and them right now. Why are you trying to hop into this? Me, this is coming from me. But if you want to send it to Ransom Pigs, make sure you tag us on it too. But if you want to send it personally to me, they got the gift for you, but I got my own.
Hold up. Gift. You see, you're the only person offering gift though, bro.
Sounds like it's just you.
Yeah, the only one offering you.
Your bank account can handle it. That's amazing. That's great to hear. I'll send it to you too. I'll go listen to the episode and I'll send it to you. You better hit me up. If not, next episode we're about to throw hands here.
You already heard it, so calm down.
No, you calm down.
I'm talking to our listeners.
Am I not a listener?
You're a member. Calm down.
Let me be. Don't touch me. No. I don't believe it. I don't want it. I don't want to be a listener.
Miracle, every time I want to have like a serious... today.
Okay. Seriousness, I left the group chat at this point.
Seriousness left this chat. I think the second we started the second segment, Seriousness left. All right. So I think that's gonna do it for this episode.
We got nothing to say.
We usually have shit to say.
You're sorry, but not sorry.
But today we have actual shit to say. Like it's actual.
It was shit.
It was artwork. Yeah, art. Yeah.
I think about
just cut it.
No. Let me explain. Let best explain. When some things are bad, it can be so bad to an extreme that it becomes beautiful. That's where we are right now. This is beautiful. Thank you for listening to our beautiful artwork today.
Thank you, beautiful people.
Exactly.
Peace.
Have a good week. You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompecans@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.